51. Let's bring you triple team traffic. Ricky Meese, what's the latest?
Well, we're staying with emergency traffic because we still haven't seen clear speed yet on I-15 or some of the other roads. Now, northbound I-15, Farmington to SR-193, you're still going to see delays, but traffic is at least starting to move again, especially in spots. Northbound Highway 89, heavy and slow. Kaysville now up to I-84, SR-193, still just packed in and slow both directions. Remember, the side streets, those traffic lights are out. It could cause you some delay. Dave Meekum?
Finally seeing some really nice improvement on the drive northbound on I-15, or makes that southbound on I-15 coming over the point. You're still going to get some delay there, but it's not going to hit you until you get to the south side approaching SR-92, and then it's going to be slow from there down past 2100 North. We still may have a problem on Lehigh Main Street as well, the intersection just west of I-15. We had an earlier report that the traffic lights were out there making a four-way stop out of that, and that is still the case. It's going to be kind of an ugly intersection at that point. Mark?
Well, the slowest traffic in the valley may just be on Foothill Drive. We had earlier where the power was out and all directions of traffic affected at 1700 South, so it's still slow there. But I-15 through the valley is improved, as has SR-201. We still have some Bangor Highway delays through Kearns right now, but driving in the valley looks a lot better, I'll have to say. The advocates won't let you get bullied by insurance companies. Don't get bullied. Call 801-355-5550 or visit UtahAdvocates.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.